AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two Louisiana marshals, Norris Greenhouse Jr. and Derek Stafford, have been arrested, charged in the shooting death of a 6-year-old autistic boy.
The only person we've talked to outside of our detectives and myself has been the judge that signed the warrant tonight. Again, those warrants for second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder.
Louisiana State Police Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson, the boy, Jeremy Martis, was shot and killed, his father wounded during the Tuesday night shooting in Marksville, Louisiana. The two were in their vehicle when the officers allegedly opened fire. A Russian tourism expert says empty Russian planes are on the way to Egypt to bring tourists home this weekend. They're being taken out of Sharm el-Sheikh after U.S. and British officials said a Russian Metro plane may have been blown up by a bomb after it left the resort city, killing all 224 people on board. Veterans hospitals and clinics adding more staff, seeing more patients, but the number of appointments not completed within 30 days continues to grow. AP correspondent Kevin Freakin reports VA Secretary Robert McDonald says some progress is being made.
Secretary McDonald spoke at the National Press Club trying to paint a picture of a VA that is improving, has actually 3.1 million more appointments this year than last. At the same time, though, this pent-up demand for care is actually resulting in a longer wait time still for some veterans.
Republican Ben Carson's campaign says he was not offered a formal scholarship to West Point, as he wrote in his autobiography. The retired neurosurgeon tells reporters that the West Point comments are distracting from the issues of the campaign.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, get to the substantive issues. This is all subterfuge. Things that happened 45, 50 years ago.
This is AP Radio News. The Border Patrol will not require agents to wear body cameras. Ross Simpson has more.
According to two people familiar with the findings, the year-long review cited cost and a host of other reasons to hold off equipping Border Patrol agents with body cameras. The review, which is yet to be made public, found that operating cameras may distract agents while they're performing their jobs, may hurt employee morale, and may be unsuited due to the hot, dusty conditions in which Border Patrol agents often work. I'm Ross Simpson.
Seven prison sites in Colorado, South Carolina, and Kansas have been deemed suitable by the Pentagon for Guantanamo detainees whom officials believe should never be released. Those prisons are part of a plan that will be outlined next week by the administration as part of the effort to close the Guantanamo Detention Center. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.